The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Is it a good idea to take advice from a friend? That depends on what friend it is, what the advice is, and how well versed in, I guess, that particular topic the friend is as
that's,
well.
That's big, for right? Real. I learned from the Chicago prophet, Kanye West, that, you know, he's like, he told Gap, he's like, how am I going to take money advice from people broker than me?
And I apply
that to a lot of my stuff, dude. So
it's like asking a bigger person advice on health or asking a broke person advice on wealth.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. You know what I'm saying? But there
consider the source. Always consider the source.
Right, let's talk about it. Are you willing to take advice from your friends? Here's today's episode. I was feeling so happy last week on Friday. I opened my email and something came through. It was like the clouds parted and the sun started shining. Let me explain everything on this Tuesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I don't remember emailing you. DJ Automatic.
I go by A38.
We got our electric bill, DJ Automatic, and it's almost $100 cheaper. I love this time of year.
That's a win right there.
That is a win, but these are old people, like celebrations right here.
Oh, my God. No. I remember the first time I had to pay my bill without my mom. I was like, oh, my God. What is this life?
I mean,
what is this life?
Know. Bills ain't got an age limit, dog. Once you start getting them, they coming in from all angles, bro.
You're right.
So Dana, you know, $100 win is $100 win. What are you going to do with this extra $100?
I'm sure she's already spent it.
I
promise you, there's going to be a new bag or a new shoe. Yeah,
the Amazon order is already processed.
It's already good. Yeah, it's on its
new
way.
Shoe. Just one shoe. I'm gonna have to put the other one on layaway. Otto's good at saving money, but don't I pay the bills? Obviously. The electricity's on.
The reason Dana pays the bills is because she pays them on time.
Oh, nice.
That's my problem. I always have the money, but I want. I don't know. It's just like it's a part of me. I just want to hold it until the last minute, until I get that pink slip.
There's a lot of people who feel like you, and I identify as one of them. DJ Automatic. Yeah.
But
listen,
guys pay a fee when you do that.
I always pay right before the fee. But I like to hang on to that money till the absolute last minute.
And yeah, I like to give them the attitude too. I'm like, yo, you guys are gonna get it when you're gonna get it. All right, bro. Don't be. What are you gonna do to me?
All right, National Day Anthony on this fine Tuesday.
Let's go and kick it off with International Day of the Girl.
Oh, I love that. Celebrate girls. Celebrate your girls. If you're a girl dad, celebrate your daughter. Celebrate your wives.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to my niece. Sisters. She's cool.
She's cool.
We also have National Coming Out Day. So, yo, shout out to all my homies in the LGBTQ+ community.
That's such a difficult thing to do.
Oh my
I've
God.
Had people Hold get on, kicked I got out a question. Of their home.
What does the plus stand for? Because everything's like plus now. It's like Hulu else, plus, dude, it's like, Disney plus.
Binary, whatever.
Yeah, non-binary, however you
so
want
to. So it just means there's more to it.
Like, so much more, and I can't even explain what that plus means.
Shout out to Velma from Scooby-Doo too. You know she recently came out, so that's what
she always was.
That's cool. Now she's comfortable in her own skin.
Okay.
All right, and wrap it up on National Sausage Pizza Day.
Hey.
Okay, I do enjoy sausage pizza, although I didn't want a sausage pizza. My husband made me get a sausage pizza, and it was good
because we had to get pizza from the one place that Dana will only get pizza from, and I'm not going to say their name because they keep screwing up our orders.
Oh, they did,
and the pizza's been subpar of late. But I will say they redeemed themselves. With the sausage pizza.
It was good stuff.
But you know what? You know what's funny is that I said, no, I don't want to get that pizza. They always mess up the order. They never deliver on time. It's always an issue.
Otto ended up having to go pick it up.
Oh, no.
And sit in the parking lot for 25 minutes while they made the pizza.
We should have eaten tamales instead. Hey, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. Tamales were the first dish made from corn in Mesoamerica. Evidence of tamale cooking dates back to ancient civilizations in Mexico as early as 5,000 to 8,000 BC.
Oh, damn.
That's a long time ago. The food and tradition was kept by the Spanish when they came up here, and it spread all over the world. Shout out to Hispanic Heritage Month.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever going through it? Man, you're like just going through it. It's a breakup. It's family issues. It's something. And you ask your friend for advice. Is it a good idea or a bad idea? There's only five reasons that you should ever take advice from a friend.
Well, if you're on a losing streak during fantasy football, don't ask Anthony A for any advice.
How quickly Automatic. People forget, Automatic. Just a few weeks ago, I gave you your whole draft kit. I printed off all your papers.
Maybe
the
that's where it started
players.
Wrong. Now that's why I'm having a crappy season. Maybe you like found some.
I'm gonna have to go dig up screenshots of everybody and saying, Automatic, great job drafting this year. And you going, yeah, man, I really did it. you know, my team's really good on paper.
Well, not once on paper you, they were good.
Not once
we
did you
suck
say,
in real life.
Yes. Why are you guys fighting over fantasy? It's not even
because he lied to me.
It says fantasy. Well, okay, that's why you need to turn the radio up and listen to this.
This is more like a nightmare. Mine's a real fantasy. We're 3-1, baby.
Do you trust your friend? Because ultimately, you must trust your friend before you take their advice. Automatic. Do you trust Anthony A?
I used to.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust me when it comes to fantasy football. I'm too dominant. I wouldn't trust myself either. I get it automatic.
Number 4. Does Anthony tell you what to do?
He did. He was like, here's all these people you should draft, and now I have a losing season for the first time
okay,
ever.
Then, but
I did end
bad.
It with a solid, I don't know, though, it's on you. Yep. It's like, that's one thing. Always give advice. If you're giving advice, I always end on that.
Anthony, that's good. Like, let's say your friend's going through a breakup. Well, should I break? Ooh. You should break up with him, but I don't know. It's on you.
Yeah,
see, that
man.
Way you clear your name. You clear your name. Number 3, did your friend ask you questions? Did Anthony ask, well, how do you feel about this? What do you think?
No, he just handed over a paper and said, go for it.
Oh, okay. Number 2, does Anthony A share the same values as you? Does your friend share your values before you ask him for advice?
I used to think he did, but now I just think he's a cheater.
Oh, my God. Okay. And the number 1 reason you should take advice from a friend is, has this person been through something similar?
He had. And I think that's why he knew, because last season he and I ended up in the championship. We faced off and I barely lost to him. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to throw him way off this season. That way there's no chance of him competing for the championship with me.
This fantasy football has nothing to do with you taking a friend's advice.
Yeah, that's so funny because he said barely lost. That was a dominant win yet again.
You like that?
Yeah, be careful when you're taking advice. And more importantly, be careful when you're giving advice, because people get all beat-hearted, fool. And that's...
and always
people
end,
don't know what that means outside of New Mexico.
Always end with, I don't know, though. It's up to you.
You do you.
Period.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I asked this earlier, but I'm going to ask it again. Are you single and unhappy? Do you hate your job? Are you sick of your life? These
Damn,
are tough
bro.
Questions. If you feel that way about anything in your life, there is a way to combat all of the above, according to life.org, and I can't wait to share it with you. A little positivity this
morning. Okay, all right, let's go.
In case you missed it, 3 stories you need to know. DJ Automatic.
Scientists at the University of North Carolina have discovered a new variant of LSD that might cure depression without making anyone trip.
What? Okay, so this is no antidepressants, none of that?
No, it's a part of LSD that will actually help your depression, but won't make you go into like a full-on trip.
Okay.
They only tested it on mice, and yes, mice can be depressed, and found that a particular strain of acid eases anxiety and works like an antidepressant without any of the mind-bending hallucinations. The one thing is they're saying don't go try this on your own right now, because they're taking individual molecules from magic mushrooms and LSD. And you want to look at this study, it's in the Journal of Nature. You can also watch this new Netflix documentary. It's called How to Change Your Mind, and they talk about microdosing there.
Why don't they call it depressed mice?
Everything you just said, dude.
But I was thinking about a depressed mice. All right, a little sad mice. A little sad rat inside of his house.
Well, he's not
hole.
Sad anymore because he did the LSD thing without Trip.
Get a little Jimi Hendrix on.
Hey, what's the name of the Netflix documentary again?
It's called How to Change Your Mind.
Okay, let's watch that.
Right, there you go. Recent study done by the Federal Reserve showed that 40% of adults they surveyed regretted their college degree, with the majority of those people regretting that they got a liberal arts degree.
Oh. That's like every year. Liberal arts degree.
And I don't think it's any surprise that the people who studied STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and math, felt that they made the right decision.
I would think so.
So a liberal arts degree is like an English degree, right?
No, English degree, you can actually make a living.
Oh, damn,
sorry.
Bro. I don't know. I'm a college dropout, so...
Anthony's like, what? Automatic, there's a question for you. Do you regret your degree?
No. I mean, I've never used it.
You
but
use it every day? What
I guess I do.
About?
So I have a degree in public relations, a degree in journalism with the emphasis in public relations. And you would think I'd be able to say emphasis.
It was not in English.
No, it was not.
All right. I think college nowadays is like a high school diploma was back in the day. I mean, it shows you can start something.
I don't believe that. I just feel like...
It doesn't mean you have to go to some expensive university.
I feel like you should only go to college at this point if you have it like figured out and you know exactly what you want to do.
Nobody has it figured out.
Well, it's too expensive just to go and try to find yourself.
Well, we need to fix that. I believe that community college should be free.
Thanks.
Oh, that's what I said.
I'm with you on that one.
And that's how I feel. All right. So in case you missed it, life.org has a way for you to combat being lonely and single, unhappy at work, just discontent with your life. Sometimes you need to get a little nudge out of your comfort zone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the comfort zone. Well, first of all, you don't have to work where you work. You have to take a chance. Now, you apply for a job. You don't just quit.
Yeah.
You apply for a job and you move on. Deep. And right now, employers are begging for new employees.
That was more the case a few months ago. Now, there's not as many open jobs.
You're crazy. The unemployment rate is well below 4%. There are a lot of jobs. You just have one, Mr. Degree.
I think, though, I'm big on stepping outside your comfort zone, though.
Oh, my friend, we just had this big conversation. She's like, I'm so tired of being single. Like, oh, where do you go? Like, what apps are you on? I never go out. I'm not on any apps. Yeah. Well, girl, here you go. Come knocking on your door.
Yeah, Netflix ain't going to suggest a man.
No. So try to eat new meals. Smile at everyone. Change up your music. Get on that dating app. Apply for your dream job. How about take a little trip on your own? Get out of your comfort zone. If you'd like me to share these with you, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West has been banned from Instagram and Twitter. We're going to explain why right now. This story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by State Farm. Celebrity birthdays and
we got Twitch star Aiden Ross celebrating his birthday and Cardi B turning 30. So that WAP is now prune juice.
Hey, let's talk about Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen real quick. She is worth more than Tom Brady. Some people can't believe that. She was the highest paid model for a very long time, agreed to quit because supposedly he was going to retire. Now she feels like they've just grown apart and she's hired a divorce attorney. I thought he wanted a divorce. He does not want this separation from his wife, but he obviously loves football more. And he's made his decision.
He's going to hang with the bros.
Yeah.
Tell Tom.
Tom Brady might be the greatest man of all time. Not only is he going to win multiple Super Bowls, he's going to also get alimony from a supermodel. Who does that? Tom Brady does that.
All right, let's talk about Rick Ross now. He sat down with DJ Khaled to express his fear of almond milk.
Ross. Rosé still frightened.
No. Get the almond milk.
I just got up on 2% milk a couple years
ago. No.
Now y'all trying to conspiracy.
No.
Is it from the almond of the walnut? Is they squeezing it out of the peanut?
I don't have that answer, and I usually have every answer.
I don't think they were drinking milk. I think they were drinking edibles.
He should have said, where do you get the milk from? And he just said, God did.
All right, now let's talk about Kanye West. He's been banned from Instagram. Now, I realize Instagram was a bit over the top, right? He was talking about school shooting. I don't know what the hell was wrong with him in that. Then he started talking about Diddy being controlled by Jews.
What?
And he goes to Instagram and writes DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. I'm not going to go into more detail. There was a lot there. He gets banned from there. And then he releases this video on YouTube. He's in the Adidas boardroom, and he's showing them porn. And I'm just like, who loves Kanye? Does anybody love this man in his life?
I don't know. But first, it starts out as like a video game where he's almost like a Grand Theft Auto character. And then he goes into the meeting with these people. But during the whole time, it's running snippets of new songs. He is going to put out a new album. This is all a build up to Kanye's new album.
So to answer your question, Dana, Kanye loves Kanye. So that's, this is all about me, leading more to me.
Yeah, I think he needs a timeout for sure. I'm in agreement with Instagram and Twitter.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A woman by the name of Elizabeth Sullivan, who is now 104 years old, is giving us this secret to a long life. She says doctors tell you to exercise and diet, but her secret is drinking 3 Dr. Peppers a day.
What the
fuck? Here's Miss Sullivan.
That stuff is good. It's got sugar in it, and 2 doctors have told me that if I drink it, I will die, but they died first.
Got it!
Miss Sullivan went on to tell the same Fort Worth television station, KTVT. People try to give me coffee for breakfast, but I'd rather have a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you that prune juice keeps her regular.
This lady's my hero.
Dr. Pepper is prune juice.
Oh, sick. Dude, that's like she doesn't drink coffee either. So there's, I love her.
Well, from one great woman to another. All right. SpaceX launched its first female-led flight to the International Space Station, but the whole mission was nearly scrubbed by a hair. Yes, an actual hair. The door to the Dragon crew wouldn't collapse and wouldn't close completely. Turns out there was a long hair in there. And guess who it was from? The female astronauts.
Oh!
And as a man who lives with all women, this is the story of my life. Everywhere I go, everything I put on, everywhere I touch, there is female hair.
Every 3 months, Automatic has to clean our daughter's drain out. She's got long, thick hair with scissors, needle nose pliers, and
Dude, oh, man, that makes me not miss living with women at all. It's all the hair everywhere.
They couldn't go to space because of a hair. I can't find happiness because of a hair.
Oh, man. All right. From the space station to St. Louis, where an upset in the chess world is causing a ruckus. All right. So earlier this year in St. Louis at one of the global chess tournaments, USA player Hans Neumann defeated Magnus Carlsen, who is the top dog when it comes to chess. This instantly sparked controversy because people said that Hans is cheating.
How is he cheating?
Huh? Well, that's the part we're going to get to. But first, here is Hans denying the cheating.
I have never cheated in an over-the-board game. Other when I was 12 years old, I have never, ever, ever, and I would never do that. That is the worst thing I could ever do, cheat in a tournament with prize money.
Well, checkmate, Hans, because there is proof that you are cheating at chess over the board using vibrating anal beads.
What?
That was a mistake.
How do you use the anal beads?
Saying that all you need is something inside of your body to give you a vibrating signal of what moves to make and not to make. And people are saying this is what's happening, and this is a big controversy.
He keistered them in order to get signals? I mean, it's kind of genius.
Those are the beads that my friend uses too.
Whoa.
At the bar when he's looking for love.
Oh, yeah.
I've been just deep in some buns, son.
Hey, man. Never trust an American named Hans. That's what this story is.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm not much of a Starburst candy fan. Apparently, I'm alone. It's one of the most popular candies in America, and there's big news if you love Starburst, especially the pink Starburst.
Oh.
Welcome to Hottest Hashtags on your Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
You had me at stink. Pink Starburst. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
All right, let's start off with President Joe Biden announcing last week he is pardoning low-level marijuana offenders.
Oh, nice.
As I said when I ran for president, no one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. So today, I'm taking three steps to end this failed approach. First, I'm announcing a pardon for all prior federal offenses for the simple possession of marijuana. Second, I'm calling on all governors to do the same for state marijuana possession offenses. Third, the federal government currently classifies marijuana as a Schedule I substance, the same as heroin and LSD, and more serious than fentanyl. It makes no sense. So I'm asking the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the Attorney General to initiate a process to review how marijuana is scheduled under federal law.
So I love what President Biden's doing, but that doesn't decriminalize the drug.
No, if you were selling weed, you're still going to be on your record.
Well,
but if you just had possession of weed, which a lot of people do, it's off your record.
Yeah,
so like half my family now has a clean record.
Automatic. But it needs to be decriminalized on a federal level, on a state level, I believe. Smoking marijuana is now more popular than smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, recent poll just
I think they're going to hold on to decriminalizing for when they run for a president.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's going to be one in Joey's back pocket.
No, there's some states that don't have any plans to do it.
Come on,
that's
man.
Why he's asking and begging the state governors to follow suit.
We'll see.
And finally, in food news, Starburst has just announced their first ever unshareable pack of pink Starbursts. The candies are secured inside of a tiny safe that can only be opened using your biometric fingerprint scan.
Okay. Fancy. They're so good. They're not that good.
You go to starburst.com and you can order the My Cube safe with the pink Starburst inside.
I'm going to take
inside.
That cube out and I'm going to put my weed in there.
This is already my issue with Starburst in the first place, though. Like, I like the candy. I do. But it's the wrapper inside
hard
the wrapper.
Hard open.
Yeah, that gets
now
it to me.
Now you have
me.
A safe.
Come on, dude.
dude. What they really should do is just cover up the pink one with a yellow wrapper. Then nobody will want to eat it.
National Day Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with International Day of the Girls. Shout out to all the young homettes out
shout
there.
Shout out to my three beautiful daughters. I love you girls very much.
All right, maybe do they love sausage pizza? Because it's National Sausage Pizza Day.
Who doesn't love sausage pizza?
Even I love sausage pizza, and I'm a pepperoni pizza girl. Yes.
Shout out to Robin from Batman and Robin and Velma from Scooby-Doo, because it is National Coming Out Day.
Robin's gay?
Yeah, yeah, Robin came out earlier this year.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. I mean, I always kind of thought, but.
The tights gave him away.
The green tights at that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana was talking about things we need to remember when asking friends for advice. Well, what we're going to talk about right now are three things you need to remember when giving advice.
Oh.
All right. How does welcome you to two dudes?
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And that full conversation will be available on the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Of course, the conversation of us talking about.
Basically, if you duping me on who to pick for my fantasy football team and now I have a losing record.
That's not what the conversation is about. Well,
that's all it meant to me.
What to consider when taking advice from a friend. And if that is going to be
if you're in the
advice.
Same league as him, don't take his advice.
Why we're here to begin with, though, is because DJ Automatic asked for my opinion on his last week fantasy football matchup. I gave him my take. That player did not perform well. Automatic lost yet again, and he's once again not taking responsibility. And you're trying to put this on me, dude.
You're the one who said to play Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, but I'm also the one who told you the week before that to play Amari Cooper, and you didn't. All right, so what do you want to do, bro? Come on, man. You got to take responsibility.
I just
got to
put
DJ
the blame
Automatic
on somebody else, okay? It's not my fault I keep losing.
But you're not out of the game, brother.
No, it's early in the season. We're okay.
All right, now if
don't
I'm
call it a comeback.
That's right. Now if I can give you some advice.
I ain't taking any kind of advice from you.
Oh, man. All right. But, okay, outside of fantasy football, DJ Automatic, sometimes people do come to us for advice, right, on relationship topics and whatnot working inside the Dana Cortez Show. And three things people need to remember when giving advice is you got to be patient. You got to be understanding. And you have to lead with honesty.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing. Also, make sure you're not giving unsolicited relationship advice, which happens a lot. Especially with your wife.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's your life pretty much consists of Dana saying, Anthony, I think you should date this girl.
Yes.
Anthony, I think that you should maybe you should call her back.
Oh, man. And I have to balance it out with like conversations with my mom, who she's like, don't ever get married. Don't do it. I've been divorced twice. So keep that balance.
Your mom tells you not to get married?
Yeah. She says she's never been happier.
And she is she the reason why you don't want to have kids either?
No, definitely not. That would be my younger brother. He's the reason I don't want to have kids.
Because you had to raise him?
Well, I had to help raise a teenager. Oh, you can tell me a little bit of something about that, can't you now?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Maybe we should talk about raising teenagers coming up later on this week.
I don't have any idea how to do it. I'm sorry. I do have a teenage daughter, but I promise you I'm winging it.
All right. That's a topic for another show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.